Do you hear that? It's the sound of transformation. Hi, I'm Ryan, and this is episode 1, 2, 3 of Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked. Okay, I don't know why I'm sounding like I'm unboxing something. But yes, today we're gonna get into it. I'm sorry. Today, it's just an open discussion, so it's not really a specific topic that I'm covering, but it is an open discussion about a little bit that I've learned about consciousness. Yes, of course. Why did it have a podcast named Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked if you're not going to talk about Ryan's consciousness and consciousness in general? So, when I was younger, when I was about 12, 13 to 14, all three of those ages actually started around 12, I learned about consciousness. And I learned about consciousness on this YouTube channel entitled Spirit Science, as well as some books that I ordered from eBay. And consciousness is so vast. I've realized that I've been using the term spirituality as a term for consciousness. It is a term for consciousness. However, consciousness is so much more vast to me. Consciousness, it's not a person. It's so hard to describe after, and it's been a long while since I've like learned up or spoken about consciousness, but it's so important because it transcends beyond anything, any possible obstacle, anything in your path. What you do with your consciousness can completely shift it. I don't know if any of you have seen that movie with Scarlett Johansson entitled Lucy, but it is very on the money of what can happen when you unlock your consciousness. Now, there's this saying that human beings have unlocked less than 10% of their own brain. Imagine you are working like a dog day in and day out, or just so stressed out and exhausted and you feel like giving up and you feel like everyone hates you. You're operating on so many lower vibrational chakras, chakras that are like in the lower half of your body. Because that was what that mindset is, the mindset of anxiety, of fear, it's of, you know, tension. All of that is the chakras on the lower half of your body. But imagine that you get so worked up over these things that you think are so important, and you've barely even unlocked 10% of your own mind. Consciousness reminds me so much, like I said, this is just an open topic, but it reminds me so much of psychology. And of course, it's relative. Of course it is. It's somewhat the same thing. But I learned in psychology in a lesson, there are things called learned conditioning is like, I hope I'm saying it right because it's been a long while since I went to college for a bit for psychology, but learned conditioning is like, say for instance, an elephant is trapped in a circus and the elephant is stronger and larger than anything, any person in the circus, but somehow, some way, they've trained this elephant to be afraid to ever realize its own power and capability, to ever unlock its own consciousness and push past the fears of not being capable of fighting its battles with the people that are putting it down. That reminds me so much of our state of being, our state of consciousness, because it's so vast. Consciousness can travel from billions of years ago. Knowledge, that's what knowledge is. It's traveled from billions of years ago, from our ancestors to us. There are certain things that we still do that they did billions, millions of years ago, however old the earth is. And don't worry, guys, I'm going to read more books for y'all. I'm going to go download the old books that I used to read that I've forgotten about because I've been so locked up in this horrible world for so many years, I completely stopped reading stuff that's important to me. So, imagine an elephant not realizing its own strength, though it has the strength of 100,000 men. 1,000 men, big as it can be. It could knock down anything in its path. The real king of the forest, or whatever you call it. And it reminds me of human beings with our consciousness. Now, I know a lot of you have seen this movie, The Craft. And in certain scenes in The Craft, towards the end, when all of them unlock their own powers, they started to change their hair color, or floated, or, change their appearance. Bring in manifestations that they desired. What if I told you that all this witchcraft, all this spirituality, all this law of attraction, law of assumption, all of it is just consciousness? It's not law of assuming that you can have what you desire, law of assuming that it's already yours, and it's not the law of attracting, oh yes, I'm attracting $1 million, I'm attract. It's not attracting if it is you, if it's yours. I hope you understand what I'm saying, because it's very hard to completely understand what I'm saying if you haven't read the kind of books that I've read and know the, well, remember the little knowledge that I remember. All of it is consciousness. To unlock your consciousness is to realize who you are, realize who you were, realize what you are headed towards as a human race, as a spirit. The whole point of our existence is our consciousness, because it is just like energy. It cannot be depleted. It can only be transmuted, or hope I'm saying it right. It can't be, energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed or sent somewhere else. That is what consciousness is. And I feel like that's why I say consciousness. I've been using the term spirituality as consciousness, but in reality, it's just consciousness. I feel like it has something to do with, talk about ancestral, like karmic cycles. What they went through is now on us. So, in a way, their conscious experiences are now on us, even if it is just for us to heal. It's like the consciousness that they had was transformed, transmuted to us. It's like the negative energy and the positive energy, the different wavelengths. You have to match a certain wavelength to understand or to experience a certain thing. All of these things that we learn about in spirituality, like we leave it, we trickle it all down on TikTok and social media to law of assumption, law of attraction, manifestation, witchcraft, blah, 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 divinity work, ancestral work. In reality, there's tangible evidence of all of it, but it's so much more than what we trickle it down to on 10-second TikToks and reels. And I'm sitting with that for a second. Well, I'm letting you sit with that for a second. It's never been about, to me, I'll say, manifesting your desires. I've been very lost for the last 4 or 5 years, but it's never been about manifesting your desires, even though the reason why we base it all on manifesting our desires is because we're still in the lower vibrational plane. In order to really manifest your desires, you have to be on that wavelength of a higher Christ consciousness. In that energy, you wouldn't want to manifest a man or $1 million. In that energy, you would want to manifest world healing and world peace. And that's why when you grow up, you get a phone and you get a house and you get a car and you start living like normal people, and then you're unhappy, and then you learn a little bit about spirituality, and the little bit about spirituality that you learn about is law of attraction, witchcraft, divinity work, when in reality, you are a god. And I'ma sound really, what's the name, real when I say this. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that. You are a god. You are God. You are the God. No, I'm not saying you, just you. Why do you think they call it a universe? Because it's united. It's you. All this that we know, we already know that we know, but they've made us so ignorant. And I make jokes on TikTok for everybody to laugh at because I always say this, but nobody believes me, which is, it's understandable in this day and age with everybody always lying, but I have so much more knowledge that I want to give. And the real reason I said this in 2020, I said I make these kind of jokes on TikTok so I can draw all of you in, so then I could, in about a year, start talking about the real stuff. So then all of you who thought that you were just watching somebody make fun of the universe start growing in knowledge. Why do you think you listen to this podcast? Because of those jokes. But my jokes have never been, this is my real mission. My jokes have never been my purpose, my whole, oh yes, spirituality is funny. I'm trying to push you beyond that 10 or 5 or 3% of consciousness that you have unlocked. It goes so far beyond anything we've ever understood. You do not need any kind of being over you. You are a being of light. So why would you need another being of light to be over you? Of course, you can work with other beings of light. But bowing to another being of light when you were created of the same light? I look at gods as friends. I don't look at them as over me, because what people fail to realize is all of these gods that are worshipped on this planet walked the earth before, just like us. And the reason why they are known as gods is because they did immaculate things and unlocked their consciousness. Instead of sitting in the same energy that we're sitting in, doing nothing with their life. You become a known god. I remember on Hercules, Zeus said, to become a god, you must sacrifice yourself for someone else. And when I was a kid, I always wanted to grow up and sacrifice. I've been saying it to my mother, I want to grow up and sacrifice myself for others. But sacrificing yourself goes beyond just a body sacrifice. It goes to pouring out knowledge, giving yourself to the human race in terms of intelligence. I feel so good talking about this, y'all. I have not talked about things like this in years, because I've been in this lower vibrational state of being. I've been in this, I wanted to say the orange chakra, LOL, but I've been really left-brained. I think that's the correct term. For such a long time, I went from playing with Merkabas to being left-brained and worrying about money because I needed to take care of my family. And that's how they get us, with the mindset that we need to take care of our family. We need money. We need to do this. We need money for this. We need money for that. We need to get this. It's within us, deep within, deep inside, beyond anything we've ever known beforehand. And it's scary to think, but it's true, as the day comes with the sun. Consciousness. Christ consciousness, that's my favorite kind of consciousness to talk about. LOL. If you're listening to this, go read about Christ consciousness. Better yet, go search Christ consciousness on YouTube. As I was saying before I close out, it goes beyond trying to manifest $1 million, oh, because, you know, it's already yours, because you just deserve it. You are everything. You are light. You are power. You are a different kind of magnificent being created for something so much more than what you're currently doing. $1 million is nothing to you. $1 billion is nothing to you. It is paper. Your relationships, the ones that are not matched with you, you are keeping them around, staying in this lower vibrational state because you have not unlocked the version of yourself that knows that all you have to do is detach and your soul tribe will come in running. Ready. It's more than just scripting for a manifestation, scripting for a boy. You're focused on a boy to like you back when you have the power of everything. Literally, what you've been rummaging for in witchcraft, what you've been hoping that you can buy spells and do this and do that, what you've been doing all that for, trying to get here and get there, it's in your mind. It's in your belief. And you have been so blown over when it comes to your intuition and listening to it, because your attention span is the size of a penny because of social media. So now you don't believe in yourself. You believe in the reader that comes up on your For You page at 12 o'clock a.m. midnight. When you could have just told yourself that, if you stopped to listen. We are so caught up in our day-to-day lives of running and stopping and hoping for clarification in something that cannot bring us clarity at all. And it's been a continuous loop. And that's why we have only unlocked less than 10% of our own mind. So I would encourage you to go watch Lucy tonight. That's why on my site, I have everything is everything, because we were all created of the same. All right, you guys, that was my little open discussion about consciousness on Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked. I am giving you a part of me because you are me. My website is theenlightenedcowboy.com. You can go there and look and see that I have a school available, and it is free. Now, classes are sometimes sent late, and that's because I do most of them by myself. Now, we are opening up to more, but it does take time. Just have an open mind. I think all my social media links are listed. If not, then I guess you just gotta figure it out. Well, that was fun. Have a wonderful day. Ryan signing out.